Bob, how was it? Good morning.
So,
everybody at the center, sorry, not able to be there physically because last night nose started running. Out of respect for all the people at the center there physically, so decide not to come, okay? Good morning. So, Neely mentioned today is like Linda's birthday. Linda, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wish you many more in the future.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
And Neely bought fresh flour from Neely's at the center. Neely and Felix bought fresh flour to offer Linda's happy birthday and offering for all of you. All of you at the center, on the Zoom. All of you. Oh, yeah. Today, Namala, start with the prayer, please.
Okay, we'll start with the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra, which is on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. We'll say the mantra three times, page 34. Te ata omone mone maha munaye soha. Te ata omone mone maha munaye soha. Te ata omone mone maha munaye soha. Now the Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra, which is on the same page. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Now the four measurables, also on page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse in praise and mantra on page 37 for Chen Reisig. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you Chen Reisig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse of praise and mantra for Green Tara on page 37. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Tude liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, now the Refuge in Bodhicitta Prayer, which is on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. Geshe will lead us in Tibetan.
Sanje, Chodan, Soji, Chonam, La, Chanju, Pandu, Dame, Jango, Dage, Chuje, Jibe, Sunam, Jango, La, Pinje, Sanje, Lomo, Sho. Good morning, Venerable Lamula. Good morning, Venerable Losan Tamje. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamu. Good morning, Ananda, Marcelo Fernanda, Patagonia. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Maria. Good morning, Chetan, Alexander. Thank you for translating people back in Patagonia. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Yoshua. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Cameron. Cameron. Cameron, and what's your name? Good morning, both of you. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, President Alex and Sandra. Good morning, Chitra Matra. Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Hen. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Jorena. Good morning, William. Good morning, Naga. Good morning, all the invisible being on Zoom, or good morning, anybody watching on YouTube. Yeah, and then Linda.
Yes, Geshe-la.
Any question there?
Yes, we thought we would take this opportunity to ask you to explain your home altar, including the statues and the other holy objects you have at your home altar.
Can you see my home altar?
Oh, yes. It's beautiful.
Can you see it very clearly?
Pretty clearly, yes.
Good morning, everybody at the center. Good morning.
We have it on the screen, on the big screen.
I don't remember what's inside of my altar. I cannot see. You can see. You can please explain to me. Any other questions? Linda,
so we have
questions?
A specific question here in the Gampa about the central Buddha. Who is that? Is that Shakyamuni? Right behind you?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Renee, so like, according to like 49-day ceremony, so typically they we recite this eight set of prayer. So you recite randomly every week. There's no specific prayer that dedicated for first week, second week, third week. So you said you've been reading Tibetan Book of Dead and Dying.
I was reading Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Yeah, so anyway, eight set of prayer. If you are familiar with the prayer, then you say eight set of prayer randomly every week till 49 days. If you are not familiar with any prayer, then you just recite Mani Mantra. That's typically the lay communities, they recite dedicated the message for the deceased person or loved one, close one, could be parent, could be friend, you know, like that. So no need to worry, no need to worry. Or like, oh, I'm not able to find that a prayer for day number 14 is not listed. No, no, there is not. This would be maybe like based on different traditions, they might have specific prayer for set on this day, that day. But typically, generally speaking, eight set of prayers have been recited. You know, it's quite long. If you recite it like every week, that's not take a lot of time. So that's why I'm suggesting you could say it randomly, dedicate it. So then week number four is considered quite important. The reason behind that is more likely within 4 weeks, the partner will take some kind of rebirth. So that's why the week number four, then if not, so then there will be 3 more weeks. So that's according to the teachings. Actually any prayer, any positive deed, doesn't have to be say something, you know, any positive deed you can dedicate, you know, like doing like voluntary walks, any like positive physical deed, positive deed, speech, positive deed related to the speech, physical body, mind, we can dedicate that, you know, to, then definitely there will be positive impact on the deceased person's consciousness and for the next rebirth. So therefore, that's quite certain, quite definite. So just want to say, no, no need to worry. Okay, so even though you cannot find. So make sure that you don't waste a lot of energy finding the prayer. Meanwhile, not say any prayer. So instead of prayers, say it randomly. So if you don't know, so you can ask the Venerable Nuns, so they probably know, and they can, you can correspond with one of the Venerable Nuns, and they can help you. Okay?
Thank you so much for your guidance with this, Geshe-la. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want you to worry. This specific prayer, that specific prayer. Any prayer is good. Any prayers. Any positive wish, positive thought. Linda, what else?
The other question that came in was if you could explain prostrations and what they mean and why we do them.
So see, there's like center of the altar, the Shakyamuni Buddha. So then above that, there's Lama Tsongkhapa and two main disciples. So then, left, there's like Manjushri, our local Manjushri, all the enlightened wisdom appeared as a form, so that was Manjushri. And all the enlightened compassion appeared into form, that's forearm seriously, Buddha of compassions. All the, then the left from the altar, not from your side, left from the altar, and there's all the enlightened power that appear as a Vajrapani. There's all the enlightened power that appear into form. That's called Vajrapani. So there's three sets of statues. It's called Tibetan was called Riksum Gumbo. So there's always three of them together. So then if you are doing Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice, so then, you know, you visualize Lama Tsongkhapa inseparable with the Manjushri. Then you visualize Jatsara Rinpoche, elder disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa. Then you visualize him inseparable with the Chairesik, Buddha of Compassions. So then you visualize the younger, the Khyentse Rinpoche, younger disciples, then visualize inseparable with Vajrapani. That's the one way to do. Another way, we can also visualize Lama Tsongkhapa himself, inseparable with Buddha of compassion, Chairesik, you know, so the Buddha of wisdom, Manjushri, so the Buddha of power, Vajrapani, three in one, then you visualize three in one. If you are doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice, probably you are familiar with that. So then there's, you know, after the, then there's Padmasambhava statues, then there's many, many green Tara statues, white Tara statues, and below there's like stupas and all the pictures of my teachers and some relics of my teachers inside the stupa. So then all these orchid flowers, you know, rebirth from some of them took 2 years to take rebirth. So now most of them are rebirth, come back, so because of my good care, they all came back very beautifully. So this year, entire altar is filled with the orchid, all kinds of orchids, came back, most of them came back, and some of them are new, most of them came back. Mm-hmm. And below there, there's like a water bowl, made out of solid silver, made in Nepal. So then mandala set, so then all these lights, I bought it from Tibet, they are like 24 hours, 7 days a week, make sure it doesn't go out. So then You may wonder why this the water bowl made out of silver. So you're trying to create much magic as possible. So these are the people give me donations. So then I, collect them in separately. So then when I go to Nepal, so then I use those donations to buy this silver bowl. There's like 21 of them. So then I offer every day fresh water, every day fresh water. So then dedicate the magic all the people, you know, like who donated, not specifically for water bowls, you know, like gift or donation or whatever. So then there's like a use for the altar and altar itself, everything on the altar, so all the statues, pretty much the donations goes to holy objects. So then you and like, Jesus asked me to specifically dedicate for statue, but I voluntarily do that for all of us. I create marriage every day, make offering, bring prostrations, and you get married, so then dedicate it directly all the people that associate with me, like wherever they live, Argentina, Mexico, like Europe, wherever they live, so I dedicate all the marriage for success of your spiritual practice, and of course for your enlightenment. So then so then the altar was built by John Bell. So then the other side, there's a lot of books and the stupas and a lot of like teachings, you know, scriptures. So then the clean, daily basis clean, make sure there's no dust clean. So there's that, so there's the, the answer for the altar. So, prostration, so very good questions, both of them. Because the direct antidote for antidote for being pride, being arrogant, you know, so like throwing yourself down in front of the enlightened beings, holy objects, not throwing yourself. Then there's like physical prostrations, verbal prostration, mental prostrations. Physical prostration, there's short one, so then you don't, you know, the long one is like almost like the wood shell one is like, if the tree falls, it doesn't fall like this. It falls like flat, right? When the tree falls, it doesn't fall like this. It falls flat. So that's called the full length prostration. You throw your whole body on the ground. So then the every atom that's covered by your body becomes the perfect cause for precious human life. Imagine that. Every atom that's covered by your body become the perfect cause for precious human life. So now see, creating magic is not that difficult. No, it's like, you could say it's a piece of cake. Creating magic is not that difficult. So now, that's full length prostrations. The short one, so then you touch your forehead, five limbs, two hands, two knees, and the forehead, called five limbs, you touch them. That's like the shorter prostrations. Long one, you throw your whole entire body. Then verbal prostration, then you just say the words, you know, so like reciting, 35 Buddha compassions, the sutras, there's a verbal prostrations. If you are thinking in your mind, you know, so in order to create the vast amount of merit, and not just you visualizing your body is not just one, many as possible, you just multiply yourself and bowing down or not on a few stretch on your altar. Each and every Buddha from the 10 directions when they create so much merit. Why merit is important? Because merit is the cause for happiness. Human happiness. Human happiness, there's two. Physical happiness, mental happiness. Physical happiness primarily generated from the six senses. or five, mainly from five senses, looking something. Yeah, you will achieve happiness, deliver happiness just seeing something. Same time, you probably will achieve or experience a degree of suffering seeing something. No, so that goes both ways. Happiness by seeing something, happiness by smelling something, happiness by hearing something, happiness by touching something, happiness by tasting something. So then happiness by thinking something. Oh, that's more profound, more profound. Doesn't require, is not depend on seeing something. Happiness by seeing something is very much depending on object. Long as object is there, you get. If object is not there, it's finished. Happiness by thinking doesn't require that. It's just by thinking. So basically meditations. All loving kindness, compassion, shunyata, you know, the contentment, satisfactions, meditations mainly generated by minds that you are content, happy, feel fortunate, feel useful, feel meaningful, feel blessed, all of that by thinking. It can be done that through meditations, okay, or by thinking. So it's a direct antidote for pride and arrogance, frustrations. Very good questions. And then, what else?
Does understanding the Dharma depend on our merits only?
If you are talking about intellectual understanding of Dharma, so they require study, not just based on merit. You may have merit. If you don't study, there will be no Dharma knowledge. Dharma knowledge, every knowledge that you have is the result of effort. Understanding Dharma based on experience, that requires meditations. You could say require merit, but not only merit. You need to study. You know, study is like, in order to study something, first things, like the reason why we get lazy about meditation on shunyata, meditation on loving kindness, compassion, meditation on shamatha or samadhi, we don't see the benefit. We don't see benefit very seriously. We are not seeing the benefit, and we are not convinced there will be some benefit. Therefore, there will be no interest because you don't see any benefit, and there you don't have any interest. If you have no interest, you are not going to put any effort. If you don't put any effort, there will be no result. That applies for everything. Benefit of seeing the cleanness. How is cleanness? How is it?
Cleanliness?
Cleanness, very clean.
Yes, cleanliness. Cleanliness.
Cleanliness, okay. Benefit of seeing the cleanlessness, clean or whatever that might be. So, if you don't see the benefit, then you are not interested to cleaning. You are not interested to clean because you don't see any benefit. When you see a benefit, then more likely you have interest to clean. If you have interest to clean, you will clean. When you clean, then it is going to be clean. As a result, it's clean. So then you enjoy. Somebody else come, they say, wow, very clean, they enjoy, and you create the cause to be born in realm that's most of the time is very clean. Everything, that's why, how we get lazy. they are not convinced about the benefit of reciting Vajrasana mantra, like mainly remembering Buddha Vajrasana name, purifying each and every negative karma. Are you convinced or not? You are thinking, oh, that's too good to be true. Maybe that's true. Because you are not convinced. Therefore, you have no interest of saying it. Therefore, if you have no interest, you don't put in effort. If you don't put effort, then there will be no result. This purification will not happen. When that not happen, there's nothing to feel good about. You don't feel good, and you just feel bad. Continue to feel bad because you don't believe in purification. You don't believe that you can purify. That you have your own, you are all tied up with your own ideas. Oh, that's impossible. That's impossible. I was told I was not worth it. I was not worth it. I was told that I was bad. So we are pretty much convinced when it comes down to something negative. Somebody told, oh, you don't look good. You believe that. You believe in that. And you basically torture yourself with that idea that you don't look good. Somebody say, oh, you are so precious. Your life is so meaningful. Your life is so rare. It's like almost like a precious jewel. Goes from here to there. And those kind of things. Oh, that cannot be true. My life is not precious. You are not convinced. Then you have not convinced that you have no interest about thinking about your life is precious. And you don't put any effort because you just think you're all like round up with your own ideas generated by hearing something, people's comments. You just live with that and it's not good. It's not good. So we should listen to the beings or the teachers who are saying to you all the time that you have equal chance to become enlightened. No, so your life is precious, meaningful, so difficult to find. We repeat the word again and again, but it's there's a huge gap between brain and heart. We are not saying it from heart, we are just saying from brain. There's a gap as big as you can put one like queen size bed. There's that much gap between understanding a precious human life and between your heart. So yin yurgi nyowa, experience that kind of moves you inside out, yin yurgi nyowa. Next time when you say precious human life, it means something. It really means something rather than just word. My life, precious, meaningful, difficult to find, easy to slip through your hand by doing nothing. Worst of the worst, just being negative. That's the great loss. You just lost something so precious. It just slipped through your hand doing nothing. Worse than just thinking something negative. So that's exactly how you waste your precious human life every moment. So then on top of that, important to remember, uncertainty, that's part of samsara. It's important to remember. It's important to remember the fact. It's nothing to do with religious belief. Never. When you think about the general complication of samsara, there's five of them listed. Why this listed? Make sure that we don't generate unnecessary stress going against the reality. Or if I want something, I have to get it. No, there's no certainty. There's no guarantee. You need to understand that very clearly right from the beginning. You can try. Nobody says you should not try. Yeah, you have every right to try. Same time, keep in your mind, may not happen. When it's not happened, don't think on this so tightly, just let it go. Remind yourself, that's part of the general complication of the samsara, uncertainty, dissatisfaction. Am I the only one who is dissatisfied? No. If you really don't like that, liberate yourself from the samsara, so then you will be satisfied all the time. Dissatisfaction is part of the package. Just remembering that reduce unnecessary stress. Oh yeah, you're trying to be content, trying to be satisfied, and there will be a point in your life that you are going to be dissatisfied. Don't hold on, just let it go. Understand that's the fact. Understand that's the fact. So therefore, five types of general complications of samsara, complications related to the animal realm, complications related to the pet realm, complications related to the human realm, just to remember on a daily basis, just to remember. All of a sudden my pet died. Very unfortunate. Nobody happy, including yourself. It's a sad event. But you can't hold on. Some point you have to move on, you have to let go. Only way you can move on if you understand the reality. There's a part of the human, eight human complications precisely mentioned in Lamrim teaching, that's one of them, losing loved one. It's no shock, it's no surprise. It's going to happen, it's only a matter of time. You understood that right from the beginning, you understood that crystal clear. Before it happened, you are preparing yourself, you are preparing on a daily basis, reviewing those complications, doing review meditations, contemplate meditations. Every daily basis, you are preparing yourself. When the event takes place, you are not going to hold on that. You will think about the solutions, what can be done, or maybe this is can I can say etc. prayer, I can do something good on their behalf, and like you are more focusing on what's going to be rather than what you lost. So that, you know, the benefit of, you know, reflecting, doing review meditations on general samsari complications, with complicated, particular complications related to each realm, no matter which realm you are being born in, you are not free from complications. That's the fact. So if you really don't like that idea, liberate. Liberate. Am I qualified? Yes, you are fully qualified. Because somebody like you, human, liberated. It's not like, oh, no, non-human liberated. Yeah, there are human who liberated. Even though there are human who killed 999 human beings was managed to liberate. Why you think that you cannot, you don't have chance? Why you think that you can't do? Why? Why? You don't have valid reason. You have just idea. You don't have valid reason. You just think, or maybe somebody told that you are never going to be good, and you believe. Someone who's saying, oh, your life precious, you don't believe, you doubt. No, that's unfortunate. So there's a reason why we get lazy. This is very important for you, for me, all of to understand. We don't understand the benefit so very clearly. If you understand the benefit very clearly, then you have interest. If you have interest, you put effort. If you put effort, then there will be results, some result based on your effort. You can make progress. You can make progress. Yeah, that's definitely you can make progress. What else? What else, dude?
The next question goes back to the bardo. There's a request, can you teach on the bardo process or recommend a practice for us to do in understanding the bardo process? Many are dying death is very strong now and training would be so helpful.
Are you doing good now while you are alive? That's more important than worrying about the Pardo. What do you say? Think you're doing something now, being positive, daily basis, you know, being, feeling good, feeling fortunate, feeling blessed. This will not happen automatically. It will only happen by doing something. Like not doing, I mean, I don't mean doing something physically, but you know, it requires a lot of thinking, a lot of thinking. You could call meditations. Meditation is all about thinking, thinking something positive. You know, that's all the meditation is about. So, so when you are living with a degree of appreciation, joy, and the good feeling, feeling fortunate, feeling blessed, so then if something goes on after death, it will be something good, something good. If you are interested about the Pardo, so that, you know, the Arya Vasubandhu, you know, wrote this book, Abhidharma Kosha, Torch Treasure of Knowledge, chapter number 3, there's detailed explanations about the Pardo being. So you can read, I think that book is already translated, Abhidharma Kosha, in English was English called like Treasure of Knowledge, chapter number 3, there, all there's a description about the Pardo being. You know, we all dream some degrees. We all dream when we sleep. You can 100% say, you can 100% say, oh, you are going to have nightmare. That's not true. The dream doesn't have to be horrible. A dream can be very good. You know, but you know, some dreams are horrible, and like before you go to bed, early part of the dream causes by day-to-day life tendency kind of generates your dream. So then the night divided into three sections, and that's basically each session is 4 hours. If you divide it into hour, 4 hour, 4 times 6, that's how much? 4 times 6?
24.
So there's the day, there's the whole day, including day and night. The day is divided into six sessions. Each session has 4 hours. Night, there's 12 hours. Day, 12 hours. There's 24 hours. First part of dream, mainly generated by day-to-day life tendency. Second part of dream, probably generated by maybe some kind of like interference or spirit. So the last 4 hours may be indicating something that's going to happen in the future. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. There's generally explanations. So some part will go through a lot of like, unfortunately, a lot of horrible experience. It does not mean every part will go through that. Nyingma Master Zapete Rinpoche said, Pardo doesn't have to be horrible. So I said, that Lama has point, Lama has point. So then when you think about dream, yeah, you have good dream, you have bad dream, you have no dream, it's almost impossible, but you don't remember, but we dream. So, so then the power of merit, you will remember, even during the Pardo, time, the 49 days period, you probably managed to remember some form of spiritual practice, being in the teachings, listening to the teachings, or you yourself meditating on something positive. These things you could remember them. So then that helps. That helps. So then plus all the remaining family members, if they do, you know, that's why the 49-day ceremony is not like 2 days, few days, then forget. Not like 49 days, the remaining family member, they check that very seriously. If you really care about the deceased person and you do something for that, Tibetan community, they take it very seriously. Sometimes they take it too seriously. So anyway, so they do a lot of like spiritual activities, inviting monks, nuns to your house, ask them to recite this prayer, that prayer. So maybe a lot of prayer you don't know. In the first place, how to say the monks, nuns, they've been dedicating all their life doing those, you know, ceremonies. So then you invite them, then provide them lunch, monetary offerings, then day after day, you know, they invite them. And of course, you feel good because you feel like, so see, the feeling good is not automatic. Feeling good only takes place if you do something. So then you feel good. So then you feel good because you've been doing week after week, hundreds of water lamps have been lit, you know. So that definitely helped. There's no question. That definitely helped the consciousness to go to higher level. So, what else? Different experience that every person go through, not knowing that you are dead, that's pretty common. Not knowing the kind of confusion between death and pardon, that you may not remember that you are dead, and certain point it reminds you, certain incidents reminds you that you are not alive, you are dead. So that's pretty common, all the pardons go through. I mean, ordinary pardon, you know, like, if you are great practitioners, so then you manage to, transform intermediate state into Sambhogakaya. But you've been doing that way before pardon happens. You've been doing while you're alive, transforming death into Dharmakaya. Transforming intermittent state during the dream, transforming that into Pardo state. Rebirth, transforming that into like Rupakaya. So then you've been practicing that. You know, so then in the Pardo state, that's also possible. Okay? Yeah. So that in that case, the pardon is not going to be ordinary one. So there's a possibility you could get enlightened if you're not, some reason, if you're not able to get enlightened while you're alive, there's a possibility you could achieve enlightenment within the intermediate state. Today, what else?
That's all for questions. Actually, we have a couple of announcements, if that's okay, Geshe-la.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Announce our bardo.
We could probably go on about the bardo all day, right? Or many, many times.
Yeah, announce it. Yeah, not announcement.
I know everybody would much rather listen to Geshe-la than to me, but we're coming to the end of our fundraiser for the Circumambulation Path. We've only got one more week to go, and I thought it would be inspiring for you to understand, to hear from some of the people that have been giving. And again, this Circumambulation Path is already paid for. What we're offering is an opportunity to get involved and create the merit that is so amazing with all of the people that practice on the Circumambulation Path to be able to make the connection with all of the items in the Gompa and with our teachers. So I just thought I find it inspiring to hear for some of the dedications from the people that have been giving. May all who do Kora on this path quickly find mental happiness. Jim and Sherry Satoris. May it benefit all now and future participants. Anonymous. How fortunate we are at the Kadampa Center to have a path to follow that leads to liberation and full enlightenment, as well as a path that allows us to create vast amounts of virtue as we circumambulate our holy objects. With this new beautiful pathway, not only those with able bodies can walk or move around freely, but those who need to amble, roll, or walk side by side with support may now gain access. Thank you to all those who set intentions for this process and completion. May all sentient beings be blessed by your efforts now and in the three times. Jill Marie. In gratitude to our precious teachers and for the benefit of all sentient beings until they may reach full enlightenment. Big love and appreciation, Anonymous. Our intention was to contribute to a safe activity for us to use during these trying times. Carol and Jim Young. So these are just a few of the many dedications that come. Contributions have been large and contributions have been small. It's just about being a part of something special. So you have one more week to take part in this. You can find information on our website. And even if it's just a little bit, I think the intention and the merit that you create by becoming a part of this project is a huge opportunity here at Kadampa Center. So thank you to all of these people, to all of the people that worked so hard on that project, and all the people that are going to be benefiting from this project in the future. Thank you.
Also, we need to thank all the people in the board. You know, they are voluntarily, you know, none of them get paid. They're just, including Sandy, you know, so of course go through stress, you know, talking to all the people, you know, also talking about donations, but she doesn't, material-wise, she don't gain anything at all. She's just doing this wholeheartedly for support the center. So center, some of you may not know, you may think, oh, that center belongs to Vichigale. No, no, it doesn't belong to me. I'm just there to teach. Center doesn't belong to me. It belongs to all of us. It's your center. It's our center. So now when you come there, the center is open for all the people who embrace loving kindness, compassion. Oh, so this is for everybody who wants to learn how to be compassionate, how to be kindness, and how to be happy practicing, how to be happy being kind, being compassionate. You know, so this is dedicated centers. Any project that center is doing is dedicated for all of us. So the path around the center took a long time, but finally it's done. So when you go around, so we are thinking, not just help you this life, we are thinking many more lives in the future, you know, so to help, not just this life. So you are going around, not just helping this life, also helping many more lives in the future. At the same time, wishing that many people come there, go around, and embrace the teaching of loving kindness, compassion. So then that's the goal. When you become kind, very loving, very kind, very compassionate, that's the what all need desperately. If you can, as an organization, if you can help one person to be kind, that's our goal. That's that we achieve our goal. So we are not looking for how many people become Buddhists. This is not our goal. Our goal is to make sure people understand the importance of loving kindness, compassion. You know, if you are happy, if I'm happy, if you are happy, so then everybody will be happy. Then the world feeling with happy people, that's the good things. That's the good things. That's a good thing. We direct you to everybody seems looks happy. That's the good things. It doesn't matter what they believe, what they don't believe, what they do, why you care, long as they are happy. That's important. When they feel happy, they feel good. When they feel good, they will do good things. So that's the world needs. So that's our Kadampa Center missions, to promote importance of loving kindness, compassion, you know, like respecting others' life, take others' life seriously. So likewise, you do for your life, you'll be like to be loved, like to be respected, like to be checked, seriously same way. So that's what we have been promoting last almost 22 years here. So then every development around the center, all the credit go to, not to me, go to all of us. We all contributed in different levels. So they are behind the scene. The center, if you came to the center, you see everything was clean. So many people, they dedicated their time. They may have a zillion things to do, but they come to the center, put their heart into the center, and make sure everything runs smoothly. All the audio, video, bathrooms, we should make sure bathroom is clean, make sure everything is clean. There's like a lot of people, dedications. You may not see those people, may not be visible and behind the scenes. So many, you know, people dedicated. So I myself, every single day, you know, dedicating my marriage to all of you, and you do the same thing, okay? And thank you very much, so all of you. So, and have a wonderful Sunday. So good to see you again, all of you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gasha.
Oh, yeah.
So let's read the dedication verse from Master Shantideva on page 246. 246. In the May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, gain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit.
May no one
or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, oh, it's on page 244, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful, Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. In the long life prayer for Kenshin Rinpoche, Chaya Jitsun Losan Dalek, on page 245. The one who masters speech at a very young age, the one who has great patience, who received the name Awatare. The one who has great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. In the long life prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, on page 244. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine. You masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor of myself and others, your disciples. Please live long. And then Green Tar Mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu re so ha.
Okay, thank you very much. So all of you stay cool, weather's very hot. Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you. See you next Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Venerable Lama. Thank you, Linda.